life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to the Sonic the Hedgehog episode of the Dynamite in the Brain anime podcast. I am Brian the Human, and as over there is my co-host, Anthony the Human.
Hello!
And today we are joined by special guest, Greg the Human.
Hello!
And we are, none of us are hedgehogs, or weird, possibly cat people.
Definitely cat people.
Echidnas or two-tailed foxes.
Just like entry-level cat person.
Yes. So, we're talking about the 1996 OAV, Sonic the Hedgehog, edited into Sonic the Movie by ADV. And this is what they said on the back of their DVD case. Think fast, Sonic. The brave blue hero is back, and this time it's more than just fun and games. That's right, Sonic the Hedgehog is starring in his own motion picture, filled with all the fast-paced energy and action-packed excitement that Sonic's famous for. Dig this! Sonic's arch-nemesis, Dr. Robotnik, has been banished from the Land of Darkness by an evil metal Robotnik. And if that wasn't bad enough, the devious Doctor tells Sonic that the robot generator has been sabotaged and will blow Planet Freedom to Kingdom Come. But what could possibly make Sonic trust his worst enemy? What could make him risk life and claw? Surely not the words of Dr. Robotnik. Not even the pleas of the President. It's not until the President's beautiful daughter, Sarah, turns on the charm that Sonic springs into action. But does Sarah really have eyes for Sonic, or is she sweet on the new kid on the block? The never-before-seen hyper-metal Sonic. That does not come into play in the slightest. But if you've been waiting for anticipation for Sonic, you can stop holding your breath. But go ahead and turn blue with Sonic the Hedgehog the Movie.
That's a good DVD sleeve, isn't it?
That's a lengthy
pretty
one.
Good DVD case, yeah.
Probably could have done half that length.
Just maybe for kids, not... Well, a kid would understand that, surely.
I'm sure they just say Sonic the Hedgehog and just go, woohoo!
Yep.
So, this is directed by... Well, not sure. There's two names on the Anime News Network page, which I suspect are just different interpretations of the same name, and that person apparently has done nothing else, so... maybe they're a pseudonym. They don't have a Japanese wiki page either. It is written by Masashi Kubota, who was written loads of stuff around this time, was the head writer on Sorceress, Stabber, Orphan, and Supergals. And character design is by Sunio Ninomiya, who did lots of 80s and 90s shows, and most recently did the character design for Blue Dragon, the anime.
It's getting on a bit now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Get
most recent.
Yes. And it's currently on YouTube in both Japanese and English, completely unofficial, because if you want to buy it, you can buy it brand new on Amazon UK for £70.
Really? Is that how much it sells for?
That's how somebody's trying to sell it for, brand new.
I paid a fiver for it when I bought it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could probably get it for a fiver if you go to, like, Amicon Bring and Buy store. But, yeah, so the lowest used price is £26.86. On Amazon. It's probably cheaper on eBay. So
why are people even selling this? They should just drop it straight in the bin.
What do you mean?
I knew I'd get that reaction.
Is this a piece of fried gold, this film?
So, what's our history with this film? I shall start off by saying this is the first time I've seen it.
Wow. Well, for me, it was basically... I bought it on DVD because I was a Sonic fan. I liked the Sonic games, and in my teenage years, there it was. And I was like, if this is anything like the opening and closing sequences of Sonic CD, which are really good bits of animation, then this will be good. And I bought it, and Sonic CD's opening and closing bits are better.
Oh, but you weren't disappointed, I bet.
But I was not disappointed. No, I've still enjoyed the movie too much.
Well, it's the first time I've seen it as well, Brian. I thought I'd seen it before, but it turns out that was, what was it called? Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog I'd seen.
The one where they eat chili dogs all the time.
Chili dogs.
The best Sonic cartoon.
It probably is. Like, looking at little pictures of it now, I love the look of Robotnik in it. He looks sinister.
I quite like the look of Robotnik in this one, though.
Yeah. I do when he's hiding his mouth.
Yes, yeah, I think
underneath his thing.
Big mustache.
Oh yeah, mustache. Yeah, but yeah, first I've seen it.
I think.
Yeah, so my other bit of history of it is when I was working at Videolog, I think I mentioned it before on the podcast, I just deleted it and then it suddenly reappeared and I was like, oh, is that an error or something? So I had to ring up ADV and it turned out that, yes, ADV UK wanted to delete it, but they'd been told by ADV US that they wanted something to sell the kids at Christmas, so it went back in print.
The best thing I think about this is the fact that, like, I actually thought when I was buying it, I remember now, I was actually under the illusion that it probably was a lengthened version of the Sonic CD. And I thought it was like the Sonic CD opening and closing bit, but like longer, I thought they'd made a full animation out of it or something, and I was quite excited, and then I watched it and it wasn't that, but I was still all right with it, still liked it.
Yes, so I'm on eBay now, and the cheapest they've got it for is £27.99.
Ooh, that's Greg, quick. Get yours sold. You can watch it on YouTube whenever you like.
To be fair, I didn't even dig the DVD out to do the rewatch.
Oh.
So.
I wonder how good the quality is on the DVD. I can't imagine it being...
ADV, not too bad, I shouldn't think. Mm. It's not like one of those manga DVDs from the same time period.
Oh, that's a point, actually, yeah.
So let's talk about our relationship with Sonic.
You go first, Brian.
Okay,
I need to know what kind of relationship we're talking.
So my relationship with Sonic is basically the first two games and the first cartoon, and then it grinds to a halt after that.
Oh.
So yeah, I was a big fan of the game on the Mega Drive. I think I borrowed Sonic the Hedgehog, but then we bought Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And the main memory I have of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is the playing it two-player where you're racing between...
Oh, yes, the little... I remember
Sonic,
that.
The split-screen racing between Sonic and Tails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
It was. You could play as Knuckles in that, if I remember rightly.
Knuckles wasn't around in Sonic 2.
And there's definitely one... There's a race... A little dodgy race thing.
No, you can't... If you got the Sonic and Knuckles cartridge, you plug Sonic 2 into that, and you can play Knuckles in Sonic 2.
Ah, right. And he's no different than anybody else.
Really. Well, he can still glide, like he does in... But he's literally just a sprite swap, pretty much.
But yeah, that's kind of where my Sonic fandom waned. I was at university after that, and it was like, I'm not spending money buying Sonic cartridges.
No.
I'll spend them buying that D&D one instead. The Hollow Earth one, whichever one that was called. Warriors of the Eternal Sun? There you go. I didn't know what it was called.
Wow. Well, I never used to have a Nintendo. I had a Sega Mega Drive. So growing up, I played Sonic over Mario. I was always a Sonic kid. Which ones I've played? I know I've played 3. And obviously the first one. Obviously 2, I would imagine. But beyond that, I have no idea. So I think I played one of the later ones, you know, where you run along. It's more like a third person.
Yeah, I think I played the Dreamcast one, whatever the first Dreamcast one was. Around
was that
John's.
A 2D side-scroller as
no,
well?
I think
or
it was
not?
3D.
No, that was Sonic Adventure, weren't it? The 3D one.
Yeah.
That's when they killed it. For me,
no,
at least, that's when...
It died after that. It died... Sonic Adventure 1 was alright. Sonic Adventure 2 was dicey. And then after that, you ended up with things like Sonic Heroes, and that's when it started to take a downward spiral.
Mm. I mean, how many characters do they have now?
I don't even care. I don't care anymore. I don't know.
I bet there's a hell of a lot. Yeah, why did they turn to 3D? I know that was the move at the time, I suppose, to try and... But then
Mario
West
went 3D around the same time, didn't it? Mario went 3D around the same time.
With Mario 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated that game as well.
Yeah, people like that a lot, though.
I know, I think if I went back and played it, I'd probably like it. I don't want to go back.
You'd probably hate it even more now in today's times of buttery smooth gameplay.
I'm not a graphics guy, I don't care, but I prefer a 2D side-scroller than a 3D...
Yeah, platformers are all the more better for being 2D.
Yeah. Except Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, obviously, because that was born in the polygons, that was.
Why didn't they do a Crash Bandicoot anime? That would be great. Oh, when he puts on the mask!
I think Crash Bandicoot would be more suited to a Nickelodeon production. Can you imagine that?
Seems like it should have had a cartoon. Did it not have a cartoon?
Yeah. I don't know, did it? If it did, I don't know.
I mean, it went a bit crap, Crash, but like I like Crash Team Racing.
Yes, that's the only Crash Bandicoot game I liked.
Oh, you didn't like the first?
I like the first three.
Like the racing because at the time it was like, oh, this is probably better than whatever the Mario Karts were at the time.
You're right.
Plus, it was on a PlayStation.
Exactly. So it'll come out on PS4.
So what about the little Sonic peripheries? So we talk about the first Sonic cartoon. What about Sonic Underground?
Did they have guitar? Were they in a band?
No, that's a later one.
Oh, my gosh.
No, Sonic Underground was the one where they were a band, wasn't
it? Is it? Yeah,
it
is the
with
one.
His brother and his sister, yeah.
So is there another one?
Yeah, Saturday AM Sonic it gets called.
Yeah.
The dark one.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Which one is it called, did you say? Saturday AM. Why is it called that?
It's just called Sonic the Hedgehog. So to differentiate, they called it Sat AM Sonic. Because the other one that you like with the chili dogs was also just called Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's called Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
But they used to call it Sat AM just to differentiate.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think I've seen Underground. I think I've seen Sonic the Hedgehog, the post-apocalyptic one. Which this turned out to be a post-apocalyptic as well in the OAV.
So far in the future, you can't argue with it.
Yes, I don't think I ever saw Sonic Underground.
I feel like I did, but it's...
You probably did if you ever watched television on a weekend. Early.
That was all for Sonic, so I probably went out of my way to watch it. That's the thing.
I think I went out of my way to watch it once and then never again. Because even as a kid, I knew that it was trash. Like, I mean, I used to like my history with Sonic started with Sonic the Comic, buying that in the newsagents. And came to a head when I cosplayed Sonic the Hedgehog in like 2006 or something like that.
Do you have pictures, Greg, that we can stick in the show notes?
Somewhere. I don't know where. But
yes,
somewhere.
You do, Greg, because I've seen it in a WhatsApp group before.
It's on Facebook somewhere, I think.
If you don't feel comfortable sharing it, so be it, but I'm sure we could... find it.
There is a picture of me in a Sonic the Hedgehog cosplay somewhere, but that was like the sort of like the apex of my Sonic fandom. After that, it dropped off.
Yeah, was this
I don't
like
believe
a,
you.
Was this like a mascot suit type, or was it like...
Yes, it was a mascot suit,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right.
I thought you could see your face.
No, you couldn't. I had a paper mache head with no eye holes.
Oh, right. It could be anyone, then.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I wasn't sure if it was like, this is Sonic as a human being type.
Oh, God, no. No. But I used to play, I had like all the Mega Drive games. And I really liked Sonic games, basically. I had Sega consoles when I was a kid, so. And my mate at school was really into Sonic as well, so we used to go over each other's houses and swap tips and whatever for playing. There was a point where I could do Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles. And I knew where every single, what's it ring was, you know, the special warp rings where you go I knew where all of those were. I knew how to get all the emeralds. I knew it like the back of my hand. And I could get all the emeralds by level 8, I think it was, which is like you get all 6 emeralds first, by level 3 in Sonic 3. And then when you get onto the Sonic and Knuckles levels, it's like, flying battery zone. You can have all the 6 Hyper Emeralds by then, and then you can just finish the rest of the game as Hypersonic, which I used to be able to do.
What's Hypersonic look like? I never unlocked that.
Like Supersonic, but he flashes all the colours of the emeralds a little bit. Like, he stays yellow, but you can just see tints of all the colours of the emeralds in him, and he's got massive stars that follow him around. There's this dash move thing that makes the screen go epilepsy on you as well, so.
I'll tell you what, it's funny you mention your Sonic cosplay, because I always like the design of Sonic on Sonic, but nothing else. Like, you see these people with the Sonic hats.
Yeah.
And they look stupid. Like,
nothing,
nothing can do Sonic like Sonic. I think it's just leave that design on Sonic and not... what are those hats called?
I don't know.
Because I'm sure it's got a... It's like a... Yeah, it's Google Sonic hat. They look terrible.
Do you mean the beanies, or do you mean the... the actual Sonic the Hedgehog caps that have got like probably that are like the Disneyland ones.
Well, I don't know.
The Disneyland Goofy hats. You must have seen those Goofy hats before.
Yeah, yes. It's not you showing off you're a Sonic fan. It's you pretend to be Sonic.
Yeah.
In one of those grim hats. But yeah, they are awful.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. Don't buy them.
So was it the UK Sonic the Comic you were getting or the Archie Sonic the Comic?
It was the UK Sonic the Comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Archie one is one which created all the lunatics.
Yeah, it was. I think the DC...
The lunatics? What's this? Because I didn't even know there was... I'll be brutally honest.
But I'm sure the UK Sonic the Comics nicked stuff from the Archie comic continuity at points anyway, didn't it?
I don't know. I do know that, yeah. Like, the UK fans really like it, the UK stuff more than the Archie stuff, don't they? And the Archie fans are just raving lunatics who draw pornographic images of something.
Oh, right, characters. That's what you mean.
But the UK stuff just followed the games and just gave the game substance. Like, when I was playing the games and reading the comics, if you played through Sonic 2 and Sonic 3, the UK comics had the levels of Sonic 3 put out as parts of the storyline. So they, like they drew it all as and wrote it all, like, just to give basically flavor to the game, because the game itself, you had to use your, it wasn't really, there wasn't much of a story there. You were just chasing Robotnik through all these different environments, but they gave a reason for it all, which was pretty cool.
Who was coming up with this, all these scenarios? Was it one person taking credit?
Apparently, according to this, it mainly was Nigel Kitching and Lou Stringer were the main writers on this one. Okay, I've got a list of Sonic characters here, so let's see. This, I assume, from the game, so...
This isn't a quiz, is it?
No, I'm just going to see which ones, where your knowledge stops.
Tails.
So obviously, Sonic, you know him. Dr. Yeah. Eggman, Robotnik, you know him. Miles, Tails, Prowler.
Yeah.
Amy Rose.
Is that the pink
Amy
one?
Rose. Yes, Amy Rose. First appearance in Sonic CD.
Let's have a look.
I'm sure it was Sonic CD.
Yes, Sonic
CD. Turns up. Yeah.
Metal Sonic.
First appearance Sonic 2, the silver one.
Okay. Knuckles the Echidna.
First appearance Sonic 3 as a bad guy.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Egg Robo
was in Sonic and Knuckles.
That's correct, yeah.
Yep.
Knack the Weasel.
Knack the Weasel was in... Now, I can't remember if he turned up in the beat-em-up first, or if he turned up in Knuckles and the Chaotix.
Apparently he first appeared in Sonic the Hedgehog Triple Trouble on the Game Gear.
Oh, the Game Gear ones,
He looks ace. I've never seen this person before.
Well, you know Knuckles' design in this Sonic film.
Yes, that... the hat.
Yeah. Knack the Weasel's a treasure hunter. But I think what they've done is they've taken Knack the Weasel and Knuckles and sort of, like... Stirred them up together, basically.
In Japan, he's called Fang the Sniper.
Oh!
Which is an even better name.
It is. What kind of, I bet he's got an Australian accent or something, does he?
Fang the Sniper!
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Charmy B.
Charmy B was a Chaotix character.
Yeah. Espio the Chameleon.
Chaotix.
Marty the Armadillo.
Chaotix.
And Vector the Crocodile.
Also Chaotix.
Big the Cat.
Sonic Adventure 1. That's Big and
correct.
Froggy.
Yeah. Chaos.
Sonic Adventure 1.
Yeah. Cool. The E-100 series of robots.
Sonic Adventure 1.
Yeah. Omo-Chow.
Omo-Chow was Sonic... Was it Sonic Adventure 2? He's the little clockwork chow that gives you tips.
Yeah, first appears in Sonic Adventure as part of the Chaos Races and then Sonic Adventure 2.
Oh, yeah, he's like the guy that drops the flag.
I think I vaguely remember. Let me see if I look see a picture of him. And yeah, I do remember what he looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tickle the Echidna.
Oh, Tikal.
Tickle,
yeah.
Did you say?
Sonic Adventure, yeah, Tickle. Sonic Adventure, she's like from the past.
Okay.
There's a lot of awful images of her on Google Images, I'll have you know. So just, if you're not sure, just leave it at that. She's orange, that's all you need to know.
Just don't type. Just don't ever type Sonic the Hedgehog.
I don't know who these characters are.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, him.
Sonic Adventure 2. And then he got his own game where he got a gun.
He's so important, he gets his own wiki page.
Don't start Shadow Edge.
You don't like Shadow?
Oh, then we get into, like, Robotnik's family. We've got Gerald Robotnik, Maria Robotnik.
Oh, Gerald Robotnik is the scientist who built the Ark in Sonic Adventure 2 and created Shadow, and Shadow was the ultimate weapon that was on the Ark, and Maria Robotnik was Dr. Robotnik's...
cousin, apparently.
Cousin, yeah. And she dies, and she's why Shadow's so emo, apparently.
She suffers from the illness known as NIDS, Neuroimmunodeficiency Syndrome.
Basically AIDS, but in the Sonic universe. Shadow the Hedgehog was a really dark game. It was such a really awfully made game as well, but it was like...
It's kind of drifted quite far from platform collecting rings at this point.
No, because now in Shadow the Hedgehog game, you had the choice of whether you were going to let people live or gun them down. And if you killed people, then you got the bad ending. And
which was? Do you know what the ending was?
I can't remember. I own the game still on the GameCube.
Yeah, it seems like these Sonic Adventure things is kind of like where it's...
yeah.
Off the rails.
Rouge the Bat.
Sonic Adventure 2. That's where it goes off the rails, right there.
Cream the Rabbit.
That's Sonic Advance Cream the Rabbit, isn't it?
So it first appeared in Sonic Advance 2.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think you're right. Sonic Advance 2 is probably a...
Her mother goes missing and she decides to join Sonic and help... because Sonic said he'll help her find her mother. And she's got two chows that follow her around called Chocolate and Cream.
Gun Commander?
Oh, he's in Sonic Adventure 1, isn't he? He's the guy who's in charge of the gun soldiers.
Yeah.
He's like a character from Mass Effect. he's not in Sonic.
Gun Commander. No,
like,
yeah,
looking he's at him, he just... He's a human,
He is, but he's like the military guy, because they capture Sonic thinking that Sonic's Shadow, and is it Sonic Adventure 2, isn't it? Yeah, they capture Sonic thinking that Sonic's Shadow, and Sonic escapes, and that's where you get Escape from the City and all that bit where you've got the truck following you down the hill at the start of the game. And the Gun Commander is the guy who's in charge of all the gun soldiers that are trying to get Sonic back.
Yeah, I think what's gone wrong is, I see there's a game here called Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood. It's like, what?
Which is the one where he's a knight with a sword? I didn't play that one.
That might be it. I don't know.
I stopped buying them after Shadow the Hedgehog.
Blaze the Cat.
Oh, that's one of the good games. That's the DS game.
Sonic Rush.
Yeah, Sonic Rush.
Debuted. Eggman Nega.
Sonic Rush.
Yeah, from 200 years in the future. He's the descendant of Eggman.
Yes.
Then there's apparently Babylon Rogues, who are in the racing games.
Yeah, they're the three birds, aren't they?
Yeah, Jet the Hawk, Wave the Swallow, Storm the Albatross.
Yeah.
Silver the Hedgehog.
Sonic 2006.
Was it? Yeah, 2006, yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Enough of that. There's even more.
We get it, Greg knows his Sonic.
He knows his Sonic. Our final one is, there's somebody called Sticks the Badger.
Sticks the Badger. Never heard of Sticks the Badger. Unless he's in that stupid Sonic, whatever it's called, Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom, Shattered Crystal.
Yeah, yeah.
So had you also seen Sonic X and Sonic Boom cartoons?
I didn't watch
Sonic. I've seen Sonic X.
I've seen an episode or two of Sonic X, but I sort of quit I was more for the games than anything else, and I sort of quit with the games around just after I did that cosplay. That was like the end.
You went out with a bang.
Yeah.
You went the most Sonic you could go.
And Sonic also shows up in the Sega Hardware Girls anime.
Oh. And how does he look?
He looks like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, good.
But which one? Is he gangly Sonic the Hedgehog with the green bits on his sneakers? Or
I didn't look at that much detail. It's like...
What green bits on his sneakers?
You know, in the new Sonic, basically, after Sonic Adventure, they changed Sonic's design, didn't they? And he had, like, detailed sneakers with, like, green bubbles in them.
Oh, right.
Oh. And they made him a bit gangly and a bit...
I mean, I like gangly Sonic. I don't like... There's some images here where he's got a little pot belly.
Potbelly Sonic's the cool Sonic.
No, he's not. I mean, unless he's eating chili dogs.
That's where he gets his potbelly from, all them chili dogs.
Yeah, it feels like they haven't quite kept control of him the same way that Nintendo have kept control of Mario.
No, it's like listening to the history of a famous wrestler, isn't it? That went down the
wrong path.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's go back to this movie, which is a path which they never went further down, because this is like a weird, doesn't connect with any sort of continuity established in any of the games.
They used bad designs from other games and stuff, but it's nothing to do with it.
No, it's set in this world where, was it like a dark world and the inner world and the outer world?
Yeah, I think everybody nice lives on the outer sky.
Kind of suggests that this used to be Earth, and Earth has been destroyed in some sort of ecological or other apocalypse, and we fled for the skies. We built new continents in the sky.
I like to theorise that it's set after Fist of the North Star.
And also Robotnik appears to be the only human left alive.
Hmm. Well, what's the president? Is he a human?
No, he's got pointy ears. And
is he? Yeah. Oh, I didn't pick up on
that. His daughter's got a tail.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's why Robotnik's got a chip on his shoulder. He's all on his own down there.
Yes.
Well, I want to know, straight out the gate, why has Sonic got like a secret Tracy Island-style base?
Because he's Sonic.
But I just thought he chilled out. I didn't think he would...
He's got to have somewhere to chill out, hasn't he? He can't just...
The beach! He's literally sat there. He could stay there and...
But that's where he lives. He lives on the beach in a knackered plane.
Yeah, in a crashed plane, yeah.
But then it's got all this fancy bells and whistles.
It's an island from a crashed plane, so maybe it's the island from Lost.
Oh. That makes all more sense.
That's Tails' workshop, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the fancy stuff, yeah.
Because neither of them apparently learnt to swim.
Even though they live on the beach and Tails has got a boogie board.
Yes.
A rocket-powered boogie board.
Maybe just
and Sonic is probably a great swimmer. Like, look at his legs.
Maybe he just runs so fast, he just runs on water.
Well, he does in the games. Hmm.
You can go underwater in the games anyway,
you could,
as long as you catch the bubbles.
Yeah, so maybe that's like tying into him not being a great swimmer.
Yeah. I used to know someone who got panic attacks off that death music, you know, when the air runs
out. Yeah, I do know.
That game was great.
But generally, okay, so obviously Greg, we know, was a fan. Me and Ashley had never seen it before. Before we get in too deep into it, what was our first impressions, Anthony, of this Sonic quote-unquote movie?
Well, I know we had access to both the Japanese and the English.
Yes.
And I'm relieved I went for the English first, just because... Not that it lost me attention, because it's not particularly boring, but it's kind of... If you glance away... You might leave your glance elsewhere for a couple of seconds. You're not going to rush back to it, shall we say. But it's kind of exactly what I expected it to be. And, like, I know it's for kids. I hope it's for kids deep down. But it's not terrible.
Sonic does flip somebody, Robotnik the bird, at some point.
Apparently,
Not in the kids' version, he doesn't.
Should have kept that in.
You did on the version I was watching.
Yeah, you can. I think it's hard to get the censored version now.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fine. It's 50 minutes, or what was it, 50 or 55 minutes?
Something like that. Yeah, 53 including credits, I think.
And I think that's a fine length. You could put this on while you're ironing your clothes or something, if you really want it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I liked the fact that it was a sassy Sonic with attitude, kind of like how he was back in those early games when he'd stare at you, tapping his toes,
as if
to say, what the hell are you doing? Get on playing this game.
Stop drinking your Ribena, you fool.
Yeah.
Pick up the pad.
He's kind of got a bit of an attitude to him. But I started watching it on the dub, and I was like, blimey, Tails' voice is awful. Let me switch to the Japanese version. And then I was like, oh no, it's not awful. It's just as awful as the Japanese voice.
Well, I disagree. I hate his English voice, yes. It's like so nasally and awful. But this Japanese one's fine. I think it's perfect for Tails.
The Japanese one winds me up because it's really whiny. And the American one, the English one, winds me up because it sounds like he's got a cold.
Yes. But yeah, it was enjoyable. I'd watched some Samurai Pizza Cats earlier in the day before I watched it. And I would say, if you're going to pick two shows involving talking animals, go with Sonic the Movie. Samurai Pizza Cats is best left to your childhood memories than returning to it.
I still don't think I don't remember ever watching Samurai Pizza Cats, you know. I really don't. People still rave about it, and perhaps they should watch it, as you say, and then they'll soon
forget about it. Very, very foggy memories of Samurai Pizza Cats, but...
Yeah, there's... they've cottoned on to, like, making... they just don't have people walk. The cats just, like, skim along the ground in their robot suits. But yeah, the Japanese version of that is, like, not funny enough, and the American version is just constant noise. It can't allow a moment's silence. It has to fill something with noise constantly.
ADD, is it?
Yeah. It's like, if we put in silence, children are going to run away from the TV screen. So. but yeah, I think I preferred the first half of this to the second half.
Well, what do you constitute as the first half? Where does that end?
The bit where it quite clearly cuts. They cut the two things together.
Where the sun goes down and you can see Robotropolis and all that.
Oh, so the bit before he fights, like, the Metal Robotnik.
The bit after that.
After.
So I think, after defeating Metal Robotnik is, I think, the end of the first OEV. Because I think that you don't really see Robotnik's mouth in the first half. And I think that design works better, as you say, when you don't see the mouth.
Because you don't see his mouth in the games either, really, in the normal design of Robotnik anyway.
And it's more comical with Robotnik in the first half and him and Sarah, who is kidnapped.
Which I thought for a second she was a bad guy.
No.
When I genuinely, you know how they kill, they end the Robotnik robot and like those two are there. And I was like, oh, shit, she's been part of it all along. For a brief second, not for long, because I realised she was then a hostage, but I was like, oh no.
What about you, Greg? Coming back to it now, is it still as good as you remember?
No. It's not. I really enjoy when I was younger. I used to quite like the film. It's not like I always preferred the games to the other stuff anyway. But like I enjoyed it, but not as much as I did when I watched it first when I was younger and stuff. Like I said to you before, I think the opening and ending sequences for Sonic CD are better nowadays, actually, because that's what I originally thought this was going to be when I picked it up in the shop. I thought it was going to be an extended version of that, which were awesome, but obviously not. But no, I like the film, and I agree with what you said about the first half being better, because the first half feels like it is just an animated Sonic game where he's running through and he goes through the warp zones and whatever.
Yeah, they're getting like all the... Yeah. He even jumps on one of those springy green bouncy things.
Oh, yeah.
And the comical stuff about Hopeless Robotnik, where he's playing video games with Sarah and she threatens to not be his hostage if he stops playing video games with him. Like he's that hopeless a bad guy that he can't even keep a hostage. Like, she has the will to just get up and walk away.
But on the other hand, the second half does have Old Man Owl wearing Sonic's favourite clothes.
Sonic's favourite clothes? Sonic runs around naked.
I was going to say, is that like, should I have known that outfit?
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to check that out now, hold on. Because I think there's some promo images of Sonic dressed in jazzy 90s clothes with a skateboard.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell outfit.
Yeah.
Because particularly it's even better now I looked up that the guy doing the Japanese voice for Old Man L is DJ Big Master Fry in Tonkatsu.
Oh, really?
DJ, yes. Oh. So he was hip-hop all the way back to 96.
That's where it began. That's where the fascination began. Sat on that island listening to some of Sonic's vinyls while he was off.
The thing is, that character's English voice is just like a stereotypical...
Crazy old man voice.
Yeah.
And the Japanese voice of the president is the same guy who plays President James Johnson in Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. So maybe they're connected. So the story. Let's get into this story. Such as it is. Yes. So Old Man Owl shows up on Sonic's deserted island, almost kills Tails and Sonic in the process because he's short-sighted and his plane's on fire. plane's got a nice, there's some nice mecha design actually in this. Both that plane is kind of, that plane's got like a Toriyama type, like weird little
bubble plane.
Yeah,
capsule plane thing, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get Tails' aeroplane later on. And yeah, he says, you've got to go to the president. He wants to see you. Which is like the first, that was the first shock. It's like, I don't remember anyone ever calling Sonic aside in the game saying, you've got to do this, but maybe that comes along later in the later games.
It doesn't really pop up that much, to be honest. It's like, no one really comes to Sonic and goes, yeah, you need to do this.
Sonic, we need you.
Sonic just does it.
Yes. yeah, because in like the first games, he's like trying to save the other animals from this guy who's turning them into cyborgs.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess the presidential palace, and it turns out the president's been held hostage by Robotnik. And he's like, if you don't go and take care of this Black Robotnik, which has taken over, or Metal Robotnik. Is it Black Eggman, Metal Robotnik? I can't remember.
Metal Robotnik.
Mecha Robotnik in the door, which...
Yeah. He's taken over my world. He's going to blow up the robot factory and destroy everything. And so Sonic's like, if you put it like that, I better go.
Yeah. Well, no, not straight away. He's more like, why should I clean your mess up?
Yes.
Even though the world's going to explode, why should I clean your mess up?
Yeah, a lot of sass from this blue hedgehog. Yes. And so they go down there, they do a bunch of Sonic stuff, they fight the robot, and it turns out, oh, it was all a plan by Robotnik all the time. He was controlling the robot.
I didn't see that coming. I'm going to be really honest and say...
Well, even when he was building Mecha Sonic at the start of the movie and says, I need Sonic's essence.
Well, that could have been a coincidence, and then this Metal Robotnik shows up. I genuinely thought I'd give him a... You know, 99 times out of 100 he's bad, but the one time he's not could be this time, as they say in this in the comic.
What if it's that one time?
Yeah.
And yeah, so they're in these ancient ruins, which is basically New York.
Yeah.
And then they shut down the factory, but it was a trap. Dun, dun, dun. And it was just the device to copy Sonic's essence and put it into the Hyper Metal Sonic. And then he sends off Hyper Metal Sonic, causing trouble. And they figure out what he's up to. But they can't tell Sonic, because apparently Sonic and Hyper Metal Sonic's brains are now linked, and anything Sonic knows, Hyper Metal Sonic knows, and vice versa. And they say, we've got to stop him from getting to the North Pole, because there's this one glacier, which if you destroy it, will run lava through the upper world and send it flying into space.
Right, let's just dissect the fact that it's this little strip of ice with lava running through it. And if that breaks, all the ice melts.
Yeah, I'm no geologist.
But that ice will stay frozen with lava running through the middle of it. It's like a reverse Arctic roll thing, you know, when you buy that dessert.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Oh, I would love one of them right now.
In this heat? Yeah, you bet. yes, so unfortunately Sonic's there going, I heard you tell me everything. And they go, oh no, now the robot knows. And so they run off, they build some gadgets, they're going to try and overload his brain with Sonic's brain to make him inactive, which works once, kind of doesn't work a second time. Oh, during all this, Knuckles shows up. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Knuckles is hunting treasure with his Knack the Weasel cosplay on.
Yeah, and apparently Knuckles thinks he's Sonic's best friend. No one has the heart to tell him.
Nobody dares.
Sorry, mate. It's Tails.
And they fight, and Sonic wins out in the end.
Pretty much,
he does, because doesn't Metal Sonic decide that he's actually a good guy?
Yeah, of course he does.
And then you get that whole Terminator moment.
Yes, you do.
Which is actually pretty good. That bit is all right.
As soon as lava was introduced, he was like, "This is ending in that Terminator moment."
Yeah, which Sonic's like, "Grab my hand!" He knocks Sonic's hand out of the way, sinks into the lava. He's like, "No, I must die because I'm a creation of evil."
Sad.
So this is a year after Wallace and Gromit: A Close Shave, so as well. Ooh. So maybe that was also in their head of having a Terminator parody.
Which do you prefer, though?
I'm going to say I prefer A Close Shave over Sonic the Movie.
Only just.
Just a smidge, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're both good. They're both good in their own rights, but Sonic the Movie definitely isn't as good as it was when I first watched it. I will say that.
Anything else to add? There was some. I'll say the Wikipedia mentions there was a bunch of things censored originally in the VHS release.
The breastfeeding.
Yes. Yeah, because they when Dr. Robotnik, Sarah appears to be both really smart in outwitting Dr. Robotnik, but also
and really stupid. Really shallow, because it gets like, because the first episode is the first half of it is like all, you know, it's like it's all sort of really jolly and comedy. Then it gets quite creepy in the second bit where Robotnik's going to marry this like 14-year-old girl or something.
Yeah. And I don't think like, she's that young, is she?
There's like panty shots and stuff, and then Robotnik has this fantasy of being married to her with loads of little Robotnik children, and she's breastfeeding them, and they've all got full mustaches.
I thought that was what she was imagining, and that was like her worst nightmare.
I couldn't tell if it was her daydream, his daydream, or her nightmare. But yeah.
Sonic gives Black Eggman the middle finger.
Yes.
I remember seeing that bit.
Oh, I definitely remember that was. Like,
and I watched it the same.
Apparently,
place
as you, Metal so. Sonic accidentally looked up Sarah's dress. I don't remember that bit, but I do remember Knuckles accidentally grabbing her boobs.
Tails,
yeah, right.
Knuckles,
yeah.
Tails him off. Knuckles, yeah, so, yes. Like, how dare you, Tails? I didn't think you'd sink that low.
Why does Sonic ride on the plane the way he does? Why does he stand on the plane?
Isn't that out because, the game?
Yeah, because in Sonic 2, there was a level called Sky Chase, and Sonic is in the instruction manual, it says something about Sonic's acrobatics and wing walking capabilities, like he's an expert wing walker or something. So. The Tornado 2 only has one seat and Sonic stands
on. I just went to search Sonic on the plane and I typed in Sonic on the game, which is going to give me something very different.
I'm sure someone's drawn it.
I wish they'd make a game. Well, you mentioned earlier, like the first few Sonic games where Sonic trying to save the animals from Robotnik. I wish they'd make a game where Sonic saves the animals from people that draw awful pornography.
What percent? I'm not naming anyone because I don't know anybody who does it, but. There's so much of that stuff out there. I know it's like that with a lot of fandoms, but
well, it's the question
Sonic's
of whether
extreme.
Is it a lot of people or is it a few people who do a lot of it?
Oh.
Well, you don't know, do you? But there's it varies in quality.
I know your art style pretty well, Greg, and there's some very similar ones to what... That'd be amazing.
I don't draw Sonic porn.
Sticks to Charmy the Bee.
Oh, dear.
Anything else to add? Obviously, we already know which characters we'd cosplay, or at least what Greg would cosplay.
Who's he doing?
Sonic, he's already done.
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry.
I don't know what
happened. I think I could
that.
Pick one.
No.
Think I that costume away.
In this heat? No.
No.
It makes me really want to go and watch. The Adventures of Sonic. Well, not really want to go watch it, but maybe want to watch a bit of Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog to see which was better.
Is that on streaming legally anywhere, or is it?
I feel it could be on Netflix. I do feel like it's a.
I feel like it's on Netflix. I feel like I've seen it on Netflix.
Let's have a look. Because I remember that being pretty good. I've got it on VHS somewhere.
I know they really while back they released like a DVD set of all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I suspect it would be pretty repetitive over 69 episodes.
Sonic Underground is on Netflix.
Ah. There you go.
They have three to choose from, and they chose that one.
It's got one and a smidgen of a star. One and a bit.
Like Netflix, why did you choose that one?
It probably cost them nothing to get there.
Yeah, so this isn't worth paying the £70 or even £30 on eBay for.
No, it's really not. I only bought it because it was a fiver and I liked Sonic, but I would never pay anything more than like new DVD price for it, which at the time was probably about £15.
I wouldn't buy this, no matter how cheap you offer this to me. I would not be buying this.
I'm not buying you for Christmas.
If you were given it as a present, yeah, would you keep it or would you put it on eBay?
Oh well. No, I'm always I've got like the Catholic guilt, so I'd feel really guilty
getting rid of it.
I would, I wouldn't do it. I would keep it. I would feel really guilty. Depending on who gave it to me, if it was a parent or a family member, I would keep it.
I'd probably end up keeping it just, like, I mean, one time I would have kept it. Now I would keep it, but only because I'm quite lazy with getting rid of stuff. Like, putting things on it. Like, I've got loads of stuff that I should have eBayed that have now passed their time that I wouldn't be able to sell. But I've still got it somewhere, like, hanging around, like, the odd volume of manga and things like that.
It's cheaper to buy an original animation cell from that Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon than to buy that DVD.
I don't understand why this DVD's attained such cult status.
It could just be the people are trying it on, and that it doesn't actually sell for that.
I know it went out of print for a while, but I don't know
if still.
Yeah, it is out of print at the moment, so Sonic Hedgehog, the movie DVD. Let's see what it actually sells for, if I add the sold listings.
I didn't even do that.
You can, there's like a tick box, so it's handy for you to
know if you're getting ripped off.
Yeah. someone best offer accepted.
And how much?
Well, it wasn't going for the $40 they were asking for.
Okay.
And it's not, I can't actually see it selling any more have sold. Oh, the movie again, best offer accepted. That's buy it now, so that didn't actually sell.
Put it on there for £70, best offer £1.50. Best offer half a booster of magic cards.
I don't think eBay let you do barter. It's hard.
eBay, you can. Not that extreme. No, right, okay.
I was going to say, how do they get their cut of it?
Yeah.
Best offer, a Mario figure.
Yeah, don't bother watching it.
You're saying
eBay just snapped the arm off the Mario figure.
You're going as far as saying, don't bother watching it now.
I am going to say that. I'm going to say watch like an AMV of it, because I'm sure there's AMVs out there that probably make it look a lot better.
I'm going to say watch it, but just remember what it is when you are watching it. Don't expect anything massively amazing out of it.
Oh, I knew exactly what it was. But yeah.
I think it's fun. I like it. I mean, it could be worse. It could be that Mario anime from the 80s. You ever seen that?
I remember. If that's what I'm thinking of, that was really good.
I don't think you're thinking of the same thing.
Oh.
Well, the one with Lou Albano is the live action.
Yeah, not that one. No, I came across it when we were doing that 1985 anime episode.
Isn't that just the normal cartoon you're referring to?
The OAV one.
Yeah.
There's lots of like weird OAVs which barely resemble. There's like a Chrono Trigger OAV, which I think is like focusing on villains. And it's like forever, none of the Final Fantasy things had any tie in with any of the games. They just Final Fantasy.
But this Mario one is Mario playing Mario, and then Princess Peach comes out of Mario and drags Mario into Mario or something like that. Yeah, it's odd.
It's on YouTube if it's the right one I've found.
So here's one from April where people were actually bidding on it, and it got up to £14.24 for the DVD.
I'd still make a profit on it.
You still would, yeah.
Now's the time. It's a golden era to sell Sonic movie.
Just stick it on the Bring and Buy store at Amicon when someone's really drunk.
Some guy turns up in the Bring and Buy thing dressed as Silver the Hedgehog.
I think you should just leave it lying around at Amicon and then go back on the Monday morning and see that it's still there with a post-it note saying no thanks.
Now, I'm gonna send you the collection. It'll be all blank DVD cases, and once you open one, you've got to watch it, and this will be in one of the boxes along with like various other gems like the Leprechaun collection and
Okay, it's time for a game called What Are They? So, Sonic the Hedgehog is not the only thing who gets his name and an explanation of what he is in his title. There are many other cartoons and games which have that naming pattern. So I'm going to give you the name of something, and all you have to do is tell me what comes after the.
Yes.
So if it was Sonic, I would say Sonic the, and then you'd fill in Hedgehog. Hopefully. So let us start with Greg and go to Anthony and then back and forth. Chance to steal if the other guy doesn't get it. Greg, Kipper the...
Dog.
That is a point.
I would have got that.
Anthony, Jinro, the...
Wolf Brigade.
That is a point. Greg, Popeye, the...
Sailor.
That is correct. I would have also accepted Sailor Man.
Good. Good.
Anthony, Mark Davis, the...
Comedian?
No, it's a video game. Greg, oh. Mark Davis, the...
Is it a snooker player or something like that?
No, fishing master.
Oh, right.
Greg, Eek, the...
Cat.
That is correct. Anthony, Captain N, the...
Spaceman?
No. Greg, Captain N, the...
Captain N, the Nintendo Master or something like that?
No, Games Master.
Games Master. Ah, almost.
Greg, Aero, the...
Aero, the...
It's another video game.
Oh, what is Aero? No idea with that one.
Anthony, do you know Aero, the...
Chocolate bar.
No. Aero, the acrobat.
Oh. Sounds like a bad Sonic character.
Yes.
Or a really good one.
Anthony, Lupin, the...
Third.
That is correct. Greg, Felix, the...
Cat.
I love Felix the Cat.
Anthony, King Salmon, the... This is a video game. King Salmon, the...
Fishmonger?
No, Greg.
King Salmon, the... Bear?
No, King Salmon, the Big Catch.
Oh.
Greg, back to cartoons. Backy, the...
Backy, the... Is he a rabbit?
No.
No.
Grappler?
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anthony, still in cartoons. Birdie, the...
The Mighty.
That is correct. You're Ooh. Drawing now with Greg. Greg, Echo, the...
Dolphin.
That is right. Anthony, Lester, the... This is a video game. Lester, the... That was probably going to help you.
Cat?
No.
Oh.
Greg, Lester, the...
Lester, the... What was Lester? Is it Cheetah?
No, the Unlikely.
Oh. Lester is a cheater, though, isn't he?
That's Chester.
Oh, Chester, okay. Yes.
That was like in the... It was like he advertises crisps, doesn't he?
Cheetos, actually.
Yeah. Unlikely. I need to Google Lester the Unlikely. That's...
He appears to be like a bespectacled kid climbing through the undergrowth.
Like a Harry Potter meets Uncharted meets Pitfall.
Yes. Maybe it's the precursor to Uncharted.
Everything.
Okay, less than the unlikely. Back
to Greg,
Greg,
I think.
Sally the...
Squirrel.
No.
Oh.
It's a cartoon again.
Sally... Is she a painter?
No, she's a witch.
Sally the... Oh, there is a Sally Squirrel as well, though.
Anthony. SWAT Cats the... What was...
I was looking at these earlier because I went from Samurai Pizza Cats, as we mentioned it, and I looked at pictures, but I didn't... The team... I don't know.
Greg, SWAT Cats, the...
I feel like it's something like the Elite Force or something like that.
No, they're even better than the Elite Force. They're a radical squadron.
Oh!
Okay, Greg, Denver, the...
Dinosaur.
Oh, no. Anthony, chance to steal.
The Last Dinosaur.
Yeah, Denver the Last Dinosaur.
That's correct, Anthony. I don't know how you got that.
Thanks,
out of nowhere.
Damn.
Oh, I'm a monster.
Anthony, Dennis the...
Menace.
That is correct. And cartoon again, Greg. Robbie the...
Robbie the Reindeer?
No, not in this case.
Robbie the Rotten?
No, Robbie the Rascal.
Oh...
And final one, Anthony, you've already won.
Oh, get in.
So, unless Greg steals this from you, it'll be a draw then.
Oh, so it's Greg's point that's given me the win?
Yes.
The last thing. Oh, brilliant.
Okay. Valis, the... I don't expect either of you to get this. It's a video game.
Does it rhyme? Can you give us a clue?
No, it doesn't rhyme, no.
Valis, the... Race car.
No. Greg. Valis, the...
Valis the champion, unstoppable.
No, Valis the phantasm soldier.
Oh.
Grab to Google him.
So that's 5 points to Greg and 6 points to Anthony.
Oh, I couldn't have done it without you, Greg.
I'm going to be watching Denver the Last Dinosaur later with a pot of ice cream, crying. He's not my friend. He's certainly a whole lot more now.
Yeah. It's one of those shows where I can remember the theme, I can only remember the wrong lyrics that my brother used to sing along to it. Denver the Last Dinosaur, he looks pretty tall, but his feet are small.
The thing is, I would never have got that answer if Greg didn't give it. Now, I wouldn't have. Looking at it now,
I had it right in my head, I just missed out the last bit. And
yep.
You've never seen Denver the Last Dinosaur?
I don't know. I really
Denver,
don't know.
The Last Dinosaur.
Like, it's kind of jogging me memory, just looking at it, but I don't know what it
like,
did.
He's a pretty cool dinosaur. He wears sunglasses and has a flying V guitar.
Yeah.
Around the same time as Pottsworth and Company, was it?
Possibly. I think Captain Planet is more it's the era I remember it being.
Oh, I watched Captain Planet.
And when was it? 88, then, for The Last Dinosaur.
I used to watch Pottsworth and Co. I wouldn't have known from the title, but once I've seen the squad there.
Company.
Righto. Anything to plug, Greg?
Any
gigs coming up where you're singing?
No singing, but I have got my own podcast in the works. Ace Comicals. So I'm starting my own comics podcast. Eventually there will be some content and there will be something to listen to, but watch this space. I've got guests lined up and things to talk about. I just need to record it.
Where are you going to be posting it? Have you got a?
It's going to go on SoundCloud, and then obviously through SoundCloud it'll be going on to Facebook and Twitter and the usual places. But just look out for Ace Comicals because there'll be a Facebook page and a Twitter page for it eventually.
Okay, well, you've done that. You have to tell me how to figure out how to do podcasts on SoundCloud because I've still not figured it out. I suspect I need to make a new account, but
I think you just upload it once you've done it. Like
I thought you got a limit though on how much you could upload, or have they got rid of that now?
I think they've got rid of that because they advertise it as a service for podcasts.
Ah, okay, good. Yeah. I'll have to recheck that because that'll be another place to stick this podcast.
Yeah.
More work for me, but Anthony, what you got to plug? Bearing in mind this is coming out in many, many weeks.
Yeah. Well, a few weeks ago I did a charity live stream and I made £1,000. I probably won't get that much. I know I won't get that much, but no, that's happened. Charity stream. Twitter is Ant Askew.
Are you doing anything at Amicon?
Yes. I forgot about that. Yes. So this will be, just be before Amicon?
Let me tell you when this podcast should be coming out. Assuming I get my act together and start putting podcasts out. This should be coming out the 29th of June.
Okay. That's
4 weeks
then.
To Amicon.
4 weeks, it's catching up. I will be, I think it's a Saturday morning. I'm still not sure of the time, but is it the Saturday?
Well, let's say that it is. Supposedly at this point, as we're recording, we shouldn't be telling people when the events are.
Oh, shit, okay.
Top secret, but hopefully by the time this episode comes out, they should have publicly released the timetable.
Right, sorry, people, if that haven't. But yeah, Adventure Bastards, we're going to do a live thing. I don't really know what the plan is yet, but in terms of scenario, I'm hoping we don't find out. I'm hoping we just have to pluck a character out of our backlog or potentially create a new one. I don't know, but that's going to be done. Twitter is Ant Askew. YouTube, search Adventure Bastards. It's not been updated in forever, or at least a couple of months because we've not recorded in a while, but go and watch a backlog episode if you've not watched it and see if you like it, and that's it.
I shall also be doing things that Amicon, which hopefully eventually I'll be able to tell you when exactly they're happening, but these are the things I believe I'm doing at Amicon. I am doing Feline 50 Anime's Top Cats. I'm doing two versions of the same panel, Never Ending in the End. One is a half hour version if you can't stand watching an hour's worth of Linkin Park in the End AMVs, and one is an hour version if you are an insane person.
So you are actually doing the same panel?
Twice, at different
times.
I'm in for the hour version, I am.
Gotta be, really.
And also, I'm doing a Mathstravaganza.
Yay.
So come along to that if you want to see some unusual videos. I can't guarantee there'll be as much new stuff as there was at Kitacon, because I had a bigger gap of time to add stuff to it. But there's definitely some new stuff coming on there. Particularly if you like JoJo's or Mr. Osamatsu, then you're going to be very well served.
Brian, are you doing those In the End ones back to back?
No, they're not. They're on two separate days.
Sit for the whole hour and a half.
I believe, at least. No. It's all very scientific. It's probably the most research I've ever done for a panel.
Oh.
There's like graphs and everything.
Bar graphs.
Yeah, bar charts. There are bar charts. There's line graphs. Maybe I may get to do a pie chart. Who knows? But
just getting images of that Disco Stew scene from Simpsons, where he's like, the sales of disco will rail up at the end of 1970 something. He's got that line graph.
Yeah, basically, it's taking the idea that because there are so many videos, so many AMVs using that song, what data can we get from looking at all those videos? What does it tell us about fandom if we look at the contents of all those videos? And it tells us that people really like Broly.
Oh, absolutely.
It tells us other things as well, but that'll definitely be a point.
Broly's badass, that's why.
That ends this week's episode of Dynamizing the Brain. I've got the wrong outro written here. So
I noticed that.
Be back next week to hang with half of the Let's Go gang. And in the meantime, check out our other podcast, Let's Go JoJo, also at dynamiteinthebrain.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, and many of the other places. Goodbye.
Bye.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.